Source of global milk formula recall traced to Chinese biotech company. A global infant formula recall affecting Australia has traced its source to a biotech company in Wuhan, China. Chinese company KBO Biotech was identified as the producer of the arachidonic acid oil linked to the contamination at the source of a global baby formula recall in January, according to the French Agriculture Ministry cited by Reuters on February 2nd. In January, three global dairy giants, Nestle, Lactalis, and Danone, launched global recalls due to the potential contamination of their products with cerulide, a toxin produced by Bacillus cereus. Nestle has recalled infant formula in nearly 60 countries, one of its largest ever recalls. Affected milk powder brands include SMA, Biba, NN, and Alfamino. National recall notices were issued across Europe, Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, and Asia Pacific. The core of this crisis lies in a key ingredient, arachidonic acid oil. Investigations found that ARA oil supplied by KBO Biotech is suspected to contain Bacillus cereus, a bacterium that produces a potent toxin called cerulide. In Australia, Food Standards Australia New Zealand announced in late February it would coordinate a nationwide recall of two batches of Alula infant formula due to the potential presence of cerulide. The affected products, produced by Sanulac Nutritionals Australia Proprietary Ltd., are Alula Gold Reflux and Alula Colic and Constipation. The Alula products affected by the recall were sold nationwide at Coles, Woolworths, Big W, IGA, Costco, pharmacies, and on Amazon, both in stores and online. Symptoms associated with cerulide may include vomiting, diarrhea, or unusual lethargy, typically appearing 30 minutes to 6 hours after exposure and usually resolving within 24 hours. Who is KBO Biotech? KBO Biotech is an enterprise in Wuhan's biotechnology sector and a major Chinese company. It supplies not only international groups like Nestle and Danone, but also major Chinese dairy companies such as Yili, Shengyuan, and Mingyo. Based on its official website, KBO Biotech Company, Limited, established in September 2004, is the first company in Hubei province to be listed on the SciTech Innovation Board. It is currently the largest ARA product supplier in China and a major player in the international ARA product competition. Through cooperation with international distributors like Cargill, its products are sold in over 30 countries and regions, including China, the United States, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Korea, and Southeast Asia. KBO's 2024 revenue reached 555 million yuan, with its ARA business accounting for more than 70% of total revenue. After the recall of infant formula products linked to potential toxin contamination, KBO's stock price plummeted. On January 8th, the company's shares dropped nearly 12%, reaching a peak intraday loss of 14.4%. Australian authorities' response. In SANSA's January 22nd statement, Acting CEO Crystal Limwees said there were no reports of illnesses linked to cerulide in Australia. Other formula products not affected by the recall are available from retailers, and parents and carers can contact their health care provider or pharmacist to discuss what's best for their baby, Limwee said. A FSAN spokesperson explained that all food sold in Australia and New Zealand, including imports, must comply with the Australia-New Zealand Food Standards Code. Standard 2.9.1 of the code sets the requirements for infant formula products sold in Australia, including composition and labeling. While we set the standards in the code, we do not enforce them, read the spokesperson's reply to the Epoch Times. In Australia, this is the responsibility of state and territory food regulatory agencies and the Department of Agriculture, Fisheries, and Forestry at the Australian border under the Imported Food Inspection Scheme. SANS provides scientific risk advice to DAF on imported foods to assist in determining inspection priorities under the IFAS. This includes infant formula products, for which SANS has published an imported food risk statement. Infant formula is a sensitive issue in China after the 2008 Sanlu melamine milk scandal, which affected about 30 million Chinese children. The Epoch Times contacted KBO Biotech and the Chinese embassy in Canberra for comment, but did not receive a response. Chin Ting contributed to this report.